This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. The candle of wisdom burns only in a pure heart. The smoke of sin clouds the sight of truth. Peace and blessings, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another soul awakening moment of For a Better Life. Today, we walk through a timeless journey from darkness to light, from confusion to clarity, from a restless soul to a heart illuminated by faith. Sa'di, our guide of beauty and truth in the Persian literature, said, "The path is dark, but for the one whose heart is a lamp." So let us ask, what is this light that faith brings? And what is this darkness that steals our inner peace? Light, in the language of the Quran, is not only physical, it is spiritual. Allah is the light of heavens and the earth. This light is truth, mercy, guidance, the energy that awakens our conscience. When the heart connects to Allah, it shines. When it forgets Him, it dims. Sa'di wrote, "The light of God shines within every heart, but only the clean mirror reflects its clarity." Now, darkness, dear friends, is not absence of sunlight. It is the absence of sincerity. It grows when the ego rules, when anger blinds, when envy poisons, and when sin is ignored. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "Sins darken the heart and repentance is its polish." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam taught, "When a believer sins, a black spot appears in his heart. If he repents, it is removed. If he persists, the blackness spreads." Darkness then is not eternal. It waits for the light of repentance. Sa'di tells of a man lost in a cave at night. He cursed the darkness, stumbled, and cried out in fear. Then a traveler entered and lit a candle. The man saw that the cave was not a prison. It was only unlit. "Blame not the night," Sa'di wrote, "if you have blown out your own lamp." In our lives too, sometimes we accuse the world of being cruel, while the real darkness lies within, not being knowledgeable, unpurified hearts, and unattended presence. Inside each of us, there is a battlefield, the nafs al-ammara, the commanding self, pulling us downward, and the soul, the divine soul, calling us upward. Every day, every decision, we choose which one to feed. And Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "The strongest person is not the one who overcomes others, but the one who conquers his own self." Sa'di echoes this truth in this way. "He who rules his desires is a king. He who is ruled by is a slave." Now, how do we know when darkness has entered our hearts? Sa'di gives us clues, subtle signs of a soul losing its light. When words become harsh and compassion fades. When worship feels empty and kindness becomes a burden. When envy overshadows gratitude. And when excuses replace repentance. And yet, even the darkest heart can shine again if it turns sincerely to Allah. Now, the Holy Book of Quran promises, say, "O my servants who have wronged themselves, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins." So repentance is not humiliation. It is the rebirth. Each tear of regret is a spark of light returning to the heart. And Sa'di wrote, "The tear of a repentant sinner is brighter than anything." Now, to live with light means to see clearly, not only right from wrong, but truth from illusion. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "He who knows the truth sees with the light of his Lord." And Saadi adds, do not judge the brightness of a man by his words, but by the light of his deeds. True moral clarity is not knowing many rules. It is living by one simple principle, to never let darkness rule the heart. Now, prayer. Dear listeners, prayer is the daily spark that rekindles our connection to divine. Without it, the flame fades. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, prayer is the light of the believer. Every sajda, every time that we are praying for Allah, cleans the dust off the mirror of the soul. Every whispered subhanallah lights another star within us. Saadi says beautifully, those who bow to God in darkness walk with light among men. The pure heart not only shines, it shares light. A kind word, a patient ear, a forgiving gesture, each act spreads illumination. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, be a lamp in the path, a shelter in hardship, a mirror to your brother. We are all lamps in the same night. Our duty is to help one another find the way. Now let's talk about our own daily lives in this modern world after we go for a short break, and then we'll be back.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life, the light episode on darkness and finding the true light in our life. In today's world, darkness often wears perfume. Saadi reminded us, even when the sun sets, the moon keeps the promise of light. So too must the believer, even when surrounded by darkness, remain luminous. Let your actions be your lantern. Let your sincerity be your oil. Let your humility be your wick. And when the world feels dark, remember, Allah is near. Allah is the light. He guides, forgives, and shapes our lives, even with the faintest flame. Dear friends, may your path always shine bright, and may your heart be a mirror that reflects His mercy. And as we close today's episode, I whisper to you softly, may light follow your steps. May faith guard your soul. And may your heart forever glow in the company of divine truth. So as we close today's episode, another remembrance, another prayer, another wish for all our dear listeners, that the way we see our problems, the way we see hardship, those moments that we see life is all dark, maybe it's not necessarily the darkness that we see, maybe it's us just closing our eyes. See the moments that we close our eyes and the world feels empty and blank and black. And once you open your eyes and see the abundance, blessings of Allah, at that moment we realize that this is the true life. Maybe it's us just closing our lives now. In the moments of hardship, in the moments of darkness, don't forget that Allah is the Nur, Allah is the light. And indeed, He forgives, He guides, and He helps us shape our world again. Even if it's colorless now, even if it is not that shiny now, even if we cannot see the beauty now, by just trying to open our eyes and by realizing this fact that the true light is our Creator, we can realize that life can be changed, colors can come, and after this darkness, light will be shining all over our lives. May your lives be filled with love, light, and passion. Until another episode on For a Better Life, I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will love.